of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting, smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Officials in Qatar say a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas to allow for the release of hostages has been extended for 2 days. The White House keeping close tabs on the situation.
We would very much like to see this pause continue and more hostages exchanged as a result. And Israel has said they're willing to do that. It's really going to be up to Hamas now to determine whether they're willing to come up with more hostages in coming days.
That's National Security Spokesperson John Kirby. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter's motorcade is on its way to the Carter Presidential Center, where she'll lie in repose for members of the public to pay their respects. President Biden and the First Lady are expected to attend tomorrow's funeral, the first of two for Mrs. Carter. A Vermont man's pleaded not guilty to attempted murder charges in the shooting of three Palestinian college students. The suspect, Jason Eaton, may also face hate crimes charges. It's Cyber Monday. We're expected to spend a record $12 billion. This is ABC News. The longest public school teachers' strike in the U.S. this year is over. ABC's Derek Dennis.
A 3-week strike by teachers in Portland, Oregon, ending thanks to a tentative contract deal. At issue, several key issues and problems plaguing school districts across the country. The new contract includes a 14% raise for teachers, more built-in time for lesson planning lost during the pandemic, an expedited teacher hiring process, and $20 million to settle complaints about schools being too hot or cold or infected with rodents.
A cyber attack on a group of hospitals is affecting patient care.
The American Hospital Association counted more than 220 cyber attacks targeting hospitals and healthcare systems in the first half of 2023. The latest incident is forcing hospitals around the country to divert ambulances to other healthcare centers. Ardent Health Services owns 37 facilities, and a computer network outage caused by hackers is reportedly affecting its hospitals in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Idaho. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
With Black Friday appliance savings all month long at the Home Depot, we're making the holidays merrier by making holiday hosting easier with our lowest prices of the year on Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Get everything you need to store all your holiday favorites.
Dinner's ready.
And the leftovers. With top brand kitchen appliances at a great value. Final days to save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages, including top brands like Whirlpool, with Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Ends November 29th.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. The push to close the Green Bay State Prison is intensifying. Alloway Village President Jim Rafter says the aging prison is not just a danger to people inside the lockup, it's dangerous to people who live around it.
GBCI, as I've been told, is a powder keg waiting to blow. You've had people on lockdown since June, and any modifications that have been just announced don't stop that.
Rafter on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Gene Doldy, 95, of Phillips, passed away peacefully on November 19th. She is survived by her daughter, Nancy Eilenfeld, and by her sister, Georgie Gerke. Survived also by her sister-in-law, nieces, nephews, and friends. Per her wishes, no formal services will be held. Interment will take place in Washington County Memorial Park with her husband and son. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Gene Doldy, 95, Phillips.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right. And up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. Oh, the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait for what you've been craving. Deals so good, it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. Why don't you call us? What's triggering you? Whichever day you're shopping on, you'll save a bunch at Amazon. Black Friday, too.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 17, northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight, lows around 6 above, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 22 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. dry and turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. Another look at the short range, a high of 17 this afternoon. Lows level off around 6 above tonight. We should top off around 22 tomorrow. About an inch of snow today through tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 13.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
It's Blake and Kerrigan, your B&B insurance ladies.
Or should we say Santa's elves?
It's time for B&B Insurance's annual 25 Days of Christmas giveaway.
We have been working on filling Santa's sleigh.
And making a list and checking it twice.
All prizes are purchased from businesses within the B&B insurance family.
It's our way of saying thank you to our clients and our community.
Starting December 1st, watch us live on Facebook to participate.
25 days,
25 prizes,
and countless awesome businesses. All roads lead to B&B Insurance,
especially during the 25 days of Christmas.
Happy hunting!
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRoxter. In the NFL yesterday, rookie Zay Flowers had a touchdown catch. He also ran for a game-sealing score late in the fourth quarter. And Baltimore's defense forcing four turnovers as the AFC best Ravens beat the Chargers 20-10 Sunday night. Elsewhere was Jalen Hurts scoring the winning touchdown on a quarterback draw with 2:37 left in overtime, and the Eagles beat the Bills in a nail-biter 37-34. Hurts throwing for three touchdowns and running for two more scores in that game. Falcons beat the Saints, the Colts over the Buccaneers, the Texans lose to the Jaguars, Titans take care of the Panthers, the Steelers beat the Bengals, the Giants continue Bill Belichick's woes, they beat the Patriots, Rams beat the Cardinals, it was the Browns falling to the Broncos, and the Chiefs beat the Raiders. Mississippi State hires Oklahoma offensive coordinator Jeff Lebby to be their new head coach. This is SRN Sports. In basketball, the Bucks come from 26 points down to rally past the Trailblazers 108-102. Giannis had 33 points. Damian Lillard scored 31 against his former team. Jason Tatum had 34 points, and the Celtics 113-103 win over the Hawks. Suns edged the Knicks 116-113 for their seventh straight win. Devin Booker with a tie-breaking three-pointer with about under 2 seconds remaining. Franz Wagner and Cole Anthony scored 30 points each. Magic beat the Hornets 130-117, extending their win streak to seven. Timberwolves rout the Grizzlies 119-97. Nets made an NBA season-best 25 three-pointers in a 118-109 win over the Bulls. Cavaliers beat the Raptors 105-102. Nuggets 132, Spurs 120. Nikola Jokic with a season-high 39. In the NHL, Red Wings over the Wild. Blues beat...